Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. What I love about Shopify is basically how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business to the next level. I know we use Shopify here at Betches, and honestly, anyone with any kind of business could really benefit from Shopify. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/betches, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/betches now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/betches.
Betches Media presents.
I really want to lose 3 pounds.
Yeah, no, don't put me down for cardio.
Diet starts tomorrow.
Exercise gives you endorphins. Endorphins make you happy.
I want to quit the gym.
Happy people just don't shoot their husbands.
With hosts Aileen Cooperman.
Joey doesn't share food!
And Sammy Fishbein.
Whatever, I'm getting cheese fries.
Hello, welcome back to Diet Starts Tomorrow. I'm Aileen.
I'm Sammy.
And this is our episode of Dear DST, and we have an amazing letter, listener letter.
A letter, a correspondence.
A handwritten letter. Sammy, do you want to read it?
I will read the correspondence. Okay. Dear DST, when I first started quarantining and working from home, she didn't compliment us.
Like, oh my God.
It just she jumps right into the question.
To the point. Oh my God! How dare she?
Okay, straight to the point. I like her. She also didn't sign it. Okay, when I first started quarantining and working from home, I felt I had so much extra time to be healthy, plan my meals, etc. A lot of my usual time commuting was now spent working out, and I loved it. I felt and looked better. But as time went on, I managed to fill that extra time with more stuff at work or with my kids. My seemingly extra time had originally felt like a gift, but then started feeling like the norm around here. So now it seems I once again have pushed working out to the wayside. I know that if I wanted to make it a priority, I could, but it always seems like the least important thing for me these days. How do I take time again to carve out space for me? Thanks. I have a first thing. In the beginning of quarantine, we were all batshit insane, having no clue what was going on. So like of course it probably felt like, oh, I have so much time. I'm not doing all the things I used to do. My life is so different. I'm not socializing. Yeah. So of course you did have a lot of time but it's not that. Okay. I think first is like, don't beat yourself up for the changing of the norms, because we all got used to quarantining. We all got used to these new schedules. Maybe your work got busier and more demanding because you're more used to it. Maybe your kids, I'm sure your kids are very, I'm sure it is a full plate taking care of your kids plus work. So like,
at home, yeah.
Let's start with like, you're doing nothing wrong just by like not having time. So yeah. Now we can get to, I guess, how she could maybe like prioritize this.
I totally agree. Also, just to point out that I thought you were going to say we were totally crazy in the beginning of quarantine. Do you remember when every single person was like, oh my God, I'm going to get fit in the next three months. Like, I can't wait to make my like habit tracking. I'm going to do all of these things. And then there was like the backlash against it. That was like,
because
it's not your time to write your novel, whatever, all of that.
Because everyone felt like it was like a snow day, which yeah, there's more time on a snow day, but actually no, we're locked down because of a deadly pandemic.
Right.
Like, don't forget that. It's not like we're just working from home for fun.
Right. It's also very hard to remember that, but let's remember it. And this email is kind of like relevant to me right now, because I've also been struggling to find time, but like really the kind of, I hate this word motivation, but the will
interest.
To the interest to want to go back to do my normal or what used to feel normal. routine of working out. And, you know, I got my Peloton in December, and like, I have like kind of these ebbs and flows with it. Sometimes I go on it all the time. Sometimes I stop. But this week, over the weekend, I've discovered that Peloton has, I was trying to find like, what's going to make me go on. And I was like, I wish I could kind of like go back to SoulCycle. I loved SoulCycle. I love the music of SoulCycle. And I found out that like this whole time Peloton had SoulCycle classes. Like they have, like there's one instructor, Emma, who used to be a SoulCycle instructor, and they were called Groove Rides. And I only found out because I asked my, like my follower, like DSDers who were like, yeah. Do the Emma Lovewell Groove Rides. And I was like, Groove Rides? I thought they were 70s theme rides, like Groove. And I did.
I would have thought that too.
Sammy, I was like, wow, I have 30 minutes. Like, why don't I just go on the bike and do it? And I literally wooed on my fucking Peloton alone. Sansa got scared.
All those people we used to make fun of.
Oh my God. And I was like, it was so, I didn't give a fuck about the calories. I didn't give, and it was like, it was what I was trying to figure out was why is this ride different than all other rides? Mm-hmm. And it was because it was like, it's that feeling of what am I really getting from this? And it's just this kind of positive. I'm listening to the music. I'm moving. It has nothing to do with like the, someone forced me to go on this. There was no external like should behind I should work out. It was I wanted to because I wanted to kind of dance and listen to music and sweat. And it felt so, so good. But you really can't get there unless you really feel that. So like you said, for no name, I feel like don't
no name,
like
no praise.
Said, don't no name, no praise. no, we love you. Seriously. Thanks for writing in.
I wonder who you are. I'm so curious. Like I can't conjure an image of you.
I need a good like gossip girly like or Dear Abby name sign off.
It feels like cat food has been the same forever. Smelly, boring, made of mystery ingredients. That's why you've got to try Smalls. Smalls cat food is protein-packed recipes made with preservative-free ingredients you'd find in your own fridge. And it's delivered right to your door. Make the switch from kibble and give your cat a meal they'll love. We actually sent some Smalls to my friend in Brooklyn who is fostering kittens, and they took to it right away. It is delicious. It is nutritious. It is easy to serve. Yum, yum, yum. Eat it up. Your cute kitty is descended from ferocious desert cats who hunted live prey. Even if your cat prefers to nap all day, they still need fresh, protein-packed meals for a balanced and healthy diet. Other brands fill their food with mysterious meat byproducts, artificial flavoring, and preservatives with names I don't even want to try to pronounce. After switching it up to Smalls, 90% of cat owners reported overall health improvements. That's major. The team at Smalls is so confident your cat will love their product that you can try it risk-free. That means they'll completely refund you if your picky cat won't eat their food. Now is the time to make the switch to Smalls. Head to smalls.com/DST and use promo code DST at checkout for 50% off your first order, plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find. But you have to use my code DST for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code DST for 50% off your first order, plus free shipping.
Guys, as many of you know, I've been on an alcohol-free journey. Please don't hold it against me that I just said journey, but I have. And one thing that I've really missed on this journey is beer. But now with Athletic Brewing, I'm able to get that delicious beer-like taste in my mouth without any of the alcohol. It's amazing. Just so you guys know, I used to love sours. I'm a big sour drinker and I really miss that taste. And now I don't have to miss out on it. It's amazing. Whether you're trying to cut back or you just want to explore a non-alcoholic alternative, Athletic Brewing is often a game changer. They offer a variety of different full-flavored brews with no alcohol, allowing you to sip and celebrate anytime and anywhere. Do you like hazy IPAs, sweet fruity sours? Now you can enjoy this style without the hangover the next day. They offer hassle-free delivery right to your door when you order at athleticbrewing.com. Athletic brews bevs you can drink anytime, anywhere, and still go right back to whatever you were doing. It's a great fit for parenting, playing sports, watching sports, doing chores, late nights, and early mornings, so you can imbibe without worry. Try Athletic Brewing non-alcoholic beers for yourself. Use code DST BST to get 15% off your first order at athleticbrewing.com. That's code DST at checkout for 15% off your first order. Near beer, exclusions and conditions apply. Athletic Brewing Company, fit for all times. This episode is brought to you by Nuuly. Have you ever felt that fast fashion ick, but can't always find the super high-end stuff? I have a solution for you, Nuuly. Nuuly has everything you need to bring your closet up to speed for this season without breaking the bank. Free your closet of impulse purchases and skip the buyer's remorse by renting instead. Nuuly is a subscription clothing rental service. For just $98 a month, you get your choice of any 6 styles each month. Access to thousands of styles from more than 400 brands. There are no fees, late fees, damage fees, or fees to pause or cancel. They also have inclusive sizing up to 5X as well as petite and maternity. And you always have the option to buy what you love. I love Nuuly. I've rented so many cute things from there, and I've even made a few purchases from there, and they're always spot on. They have so many brands that I honestly could never afford in real life, so it's great to be able to rent them. Nuuly is a great value at $98 a month for any 6 styles, but right now, you can get $20 off your first month of Nuuly when you sign up with the code DST20. Just go to Nuuly, that's Nuuly.com, and enter the code DST20 and sign up to get $20 off your first month. That's Nuuly.com, Nuuly with 2 U's, with code DST20. Nuuly subscription clothing rental. Change your clothes.
Like you said, Sammy, like, don't beat yourself up about this shit. Do it when you want to do it. And yeah. When you want to do it, it feels so much better. It makes you want to do it again when it's not coming out of the shoulds.
Yeah. Like I went for a walk 2 mornings ago. Yes. I know with Avi, he was like, do you want to go for a walk? I'm like, yes, I think I don't not want to go for a walk.
That's a soft yes.
So I guess that's a yes. And I have so much like anxiety leaving the home that I need. It takes me a lot. Like I have to like get out. Otherwise I'm like not going to go. But like once I did it, I was like, oh, I liked this.
Yeah.
I could maybe. And then that made me want to go to Duane Reade this morning.
No, seriously. It really kind of propagates you wanting to do it again. And then you remember that moment of like, oh yeah, I did really actually like that. Like Rusty is kind of the same motivation for me. He like tries to get me out. Like he's like, oh, let's, and he never frames it like you should go. He's like, let's go. Yeah. Let's drive here. Let's walk. Let's go take Santa for a walk. And I'm like,
no,
but I can stay here.
Yeah.
Like, why? And then he's
why do I need to leave?
Right. And then the soft yes comes in when you sort of remember that like, oh, he's right. Like I remember a time when this exact scenario happened and I did go and I felt good. My day kind of changed a tweak. And it's that like just repetition, but there was no.
Maybe it's like a practical matter. Like maybe try a new workout that you've never done before and you don't associate with weight loss. Maybe like something fun. Like someone actually messaged me like you might like 305, which I've done 305 before, but they were saying how like they're very body positive and like inclusive. Because
you said you like to dance like no one's watching.
Oh, that is why. Oh, duh. Okay. I never felt like I was coordinated enough for 305, but if I'm going to do it in my house, what do I care? Okay. That's actually kind of... Or maybe I'll do the Obey dance cardio, which I actually used to do. I could go back to that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, try something new. Try something new. Fun. Yeah. Music based. I feel like the music really, it's such a factor.
Housework has great music, but I just listen to podcasts about people ranting during my workout.
Whatever gets you going.
It does. It does.
But yeah, so good luck. No name. Maybe just don't think about it as time. It's like, I don't really feel like I wanna. What's going to make me want to?
Also, maybe it doesn't need to be a minimum amount of time. Like time could be 10 minutes. Like it could literally be 10 minutes. You know, anything.
Yeah.
That's another thing.
Groove rides for 20 minutes.
Because you start a video or whatever doesn't mean you have to finish it. Like everyone thinks like, oh, if I start it, like I must finish. Like once you give yourself the freedom to walk away from a workout that you're not enjoying or that you don't want to continue or you are distracted from.
Yes.
It's not like there's no police. There's no one who's like, who you stopped the workout. Like it's only your own head.
You're so right. It's like this guilt. Like I must do the whole thing. Where is the guilt coming from? That is, there's a lot to unpack there. We don't have enough time for that.
I know.
That's so true. Wow.
Yeah. I mean, no one, it's like, you don't have to punch the workout clock to any boss. Like,
I think it goes to that same, like, what's that streak mentality? Like it's the external like pressure of why are you doing this in the first place?
Because there's more time left on the video.
Mm-hmm. This instructor who doesn't see me will be disappointed.
Right.
So true. Well, anybody who has a Peloton, try the Groove Rides. It's so fun. I'm telling you, it's so, I was like, literally I screamed. Anyway, thank you guys. Email us your dear DST, say DST one more time, DST at betches.com. Rate, review, subscribe. Buy our Through Thick and Thin shirts, which Sammy and I are currently wearing. Sammy, let's show us your through. Yeah. And it's shopbetches.com. Just type in the search
in the URL bar.
www. And we're always with you
through thick and thin. Diet Starts Tomorrow is hosted by Aileen Cooperman
and Sammy Fishbein.
Our editor is Sean Kilby. Our podcast producers are Mike Coscarelli, Sean Kilby, and Carly Rice.
And artwork is by Brittany Levine. Be sure to follow us at Diet Starts Tomorrow on Instagram and email your questions and non-scale wins to dst@betches.com.
Betches.